Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
I'm hungry. Let's do this, heifer. If you know Johnny Winter, you'll know where that came from. The late, great Johnny Winter, slide guitar extraordinaire.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I remember buying his first album when I was a kid. Well, actually, I bought Still Alive and Well. Was a great album.
That's where that's on. Yeah, yeah.
And I was intrigued that him and his brother were twin albinos and shit. Like, that was like the, because I had never really seen an albino. You don't see many albinos anymore, do you?
Not in Newark, no.
No, but you don't see many albinos anymore. I haven't, right?
I don't know. Can you even say albino anymore?
It's probably changed. It's probably epidermis challenged or something like that.
Melanin challenge.
Challenge. That's it. See, the doctor had to correct
me. Pink eye.
So listen to this. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked witch is dead.
One must be referring to the former Attorney General of the state of Pennsylvania.
Ex-Attorney General Kane, Catherine Kane, did the perp walk.
She did.
But then she bailed out 2 hours later on appeal. So she only spent 2 hours in the clink.
Well, you knew that kind of was going to happen because she is part of the favored class.
But she got 2 to 4 years in prison for rigging cases and leaking confidential information as the first female Democrat attorney general. Man, I'll tell you. So if anybody saw the pictures, Kane doing the perp walk, it was a beautiful thing because for you new listeners, she was the one who squashed Utah and Florida non-resident carry permits being acceptable in Pennsylvania.
She's the one responsible.
Yes, with an executive fiat. She just, you know, changed the wording a little bit and screwed us all because she's part of the whole George Soros,
ban guns
Bloomberg,
America.
New World Order, right. Where we're just going to ban everything and you know, take away everybody's freedoms.
Now, meanwhile, she's using her position of power to wage war against her political enemies. Sounds like a Clinton sort of.
She was in email strings with like really dirty jokes and racist jokes and stuff. And she saved them all. And every time she got in, what?
She saved all the jokes that she made?
She didn't make them, but she was copied in them, like state troopers and judges and lawyers.
And you copy the attorney general.
Because she was a player like the rest of them. And then what happened was when they got on her case, she started releasing them to the press.
Oh, that's nice.
You see the Honorable Judge Smith? Look at the stuff that he writes and everything. So,
Wascoey Republican? Yeah,
so then a few of them got together and they're like, well, now we're going to roast this biatch.
Ooh. Yeah, that kind of happens.
So I want to talk to you about something. This pissed me off. I posted this on the interweb or whatever they call that, the www.
Al Gore
invented. I thought it was Greenspan, too. But anyway, listen to this. A Jersey man from Camden, Joshua Jackson, he pled guilty for selling illegally on the streets of New Jersey over 200 handguns. Now, it was a federal crime because it was gun trafficking. He got 5 years in prison.
Which he'll be out in how long?
Two and a half to three. He probably has time served. He's probably out right now.
And it wasn't just the guns. He had, like, if you bought a gun, you've got an ounce of cocaine with it sort of thing, right?
He had PCP and cocaine that he was dealing. And he admitted that he was dealing.
So that was his main business. A gun was his side. So
correct.
It's kind of like a BOGO, you know?
So I posted this on Loretta Weinberg's wall and asked her to explain, and she deleted it.
She didn't want to explain?
No, and, you know, I tagged Shanine Allen in my rant, and she was like, WTF. I crossed over into New Jersey with
on her way
gun
to a birthday party
by accident, and the prosecutor was giving me 7 to 10 years with no criminal intent.
Right. And no possibility for parole.
Okay. Shitbird Joshua Jackson, 200 guns. Now, they didn't recover those guns, by the way, because they went back because he was buying them from unlicensed dealers. He was using people in Ohio for straw purchases.
Well, see, here's the thing, right? Don't you love the way the press words
this? Yeah, they want it to be the gun show loophole. Yeah,
gun show loophole. Unlicensed dealers.
Yeah, that's not a gun show loophole.
No, it's some freaking guy. Another criminal in another parking lot in Philadelphia.
Correct.
Swapping gun. That's an unlicensed gun dealer.
But so this guy, there's 200 guns on the street that are going to kill black on black, white on white, black on white, white on black on blue, blue on black, whatever colors
work. Whatever color combination works.
Now it's kaleidoscope shootings now. You know, we don't just say a bad guy shot a good guy or a good guy shot a bad guy. All colors matter.
Yes, it has to be.
Well, let's keep that term. All colors matter.
All colors matter. The Rainbow Coalition.
So, so anyway, I'm a member of the Rainbow Coalition.
Are you really?
Yeah, but we have a lot of alternate lifestyle come here and shoot.
Oh, I see.
So this guy, 200 guns, he gets 5 years in prison under federal sentencing. It doesn't matter because Obama will probably commute his sentence before he leaves. He's up to 900 commutations already, more than the last 11 presidents combined.
You think if we run out and do some sort of crime right now, he'd pardon us? Because we're so well-loved in the White House.
We're not. That's not happening.
We're not.
No. Oh, so
I thought we were. I was laboring under a delusional premise.
So this is the madness that we live in. In this society, that a Shanine Allen can look at 7 to 10 years with no criminal intent, making a mistake, that the prosecutor vehemently pushed this case and would not give her any type of bargain, would not drop the case, would not do anything.
No.
All right?
No.
He wanted to prosecute her because it's all part of the agenda to tell everybody else in the other 49 states, stay the F out of New Jersey because we don't want guns here.
We don't
here.
Want you here.
Correct.
Yeah.
So she's looking at 7 to 10 years for that. This shitbird, 5 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
for 200 guns.
200
doing
guns.
What they say they want to stop, they give lesser penalties, and they don't really go after the real crime. They go after the low-hanging fruit.
Correct.
So it is more of a political agenda than it is really what they really want to do. True?
Very disheartening.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Well, what are we coming back with when we come back?
Me.
You?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
And our new sponsor.
A new sponsor?
Sponsor.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
What's a barrel shroud and why should we regulate?
I actually don't know what a barrel shroud is.
Because it's in your legislation.
It's a shoulder thing that goes up.
No.
You know, Gary Roth wants to know who are public officials are during all the commercial breaks.
They are all public officials.
Yes.
Duly elected.
Yes. He wants to know who they are.
These are the lawmakers that make your laws.
Interesting. So this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters, who you met last week. Sandy, I got a ton of emails, people saying they used them, they're going to use them, they put them in their book, they contacted them, which is good because you should have their info should you ever need it. Gunsitters.com and Weapons Guard is on 831 Route 10 East in Whippany. And you know it all if you listened to it last week. Gunsitters, they can take your guns. They don't take ownership of your firearms. You retain ownership. But if you have a problem, you think something's going to happen in your house, got kids getting out of line, maybe a divorce impending, somebody's going to threaten public, you know, any kind of violence or something, domestic violence, or you are getting a divorce, or you're going on vacation, or you're having a new house built, whatever the case may be, check out gunsitters.com. I'm out of here with that. All right, the next thing I wanted to talk about was, okay, here it is. This was sent to me by Chad Hunt. This is also something that happens in New Jersey. A 13-year-old Newark resident, who Newark police arrested on Friday and was ordered to release to the custody of a relative, was arrested again in Maplewood for receiving stolen property. He carjacked
Same
a car.
Day.
Yeah. He carjacked a car.
That's,
okay.
Well, he needed transportation.
And
I mean, what's wrong with you? Don't you understand that?
You know, he carjacked a car, he was released, and then he carjacked another car. And this is our catch and release revolving door criminal
he
justice.
He carjacked
system.
A car. Got arrested for carjacking a car, was released the same day.
And then carjacked another car.
And they
car.
Carjacked another hard yeah. car to get home. Well, they should have given him at least some sort of free cab ride, you know, back to home. So
you know,
you can't expect this poor young man to just, and he's 13 too. So
yes.
Did they
he's got nowhere
him?
To go but up. No, he's a minor. He'll be charged as a juvenile. He'll be, nothing
driving without a license or any of that.
Correct. Huh? Now listen to this. Talk about that. Last year, I think I reported, the Wayne police arrested a guy for shoplifting at Willowbrook Mall.
Right.
And then after as he was leaving the police department, he stole two toys out of the Toys for Tots box in the lobby of the police department.
Right.
They saw him on camera, and they arrested him again in the parking lot for theft. Now, we already filled two boxes of toys for Toys for Tots already.
Already?
Yes. Seven boxes was our record last year.
Man,
Gun for Hire
Halloween.
Got an award.
Well,
exactly.
You're going for the record.
Listen, again. Send them to 1267 McBride Ave., Toys for Tots, attention, Toys for Tots, Woodland Park Range, 1267 McBride Ave, 07424. Go on Amazon, send them, go to Toys R Us, wherever you go, dollar store, buy some stuff, new toys in boxes, you know, dolls, teddy bears, or whatever. You got to see the stuff. I have two boxes of it in my office waiting for the gunny from the Marine Corps League to pick up the first two boxes already.
Nice.
We're going to break 10 boxes this year. I'll probably fill a box up myself.
And
anyway.
If you want, I mean, if you have any 5.56 ammunition that you'd like to package up,
you can put it to Sandy.
To Sandy. That'd
to
be fine.
Sandy, and he'll take care of
I'll
that.
I'll take care of that. I'll make sure it gets to the right place.
So I love the media. So the media in Chicago, which, by the way, 4,000 people have been shot this year, we're 1,000 ahead of last year, and we still got two solid months to go.
Well, we got enough time, sure. So we can maybe we can make up for lost time.
So yeah, we have two solid months left. We'll probably get another 1,000 people or two shot there. So listen to this. This study was done, Sandy, in a survey of 100 detainees. They don't call them inmates. They don't call them prisoners now. They're detainees.
Wow.
It's all about changing the narrative, right?
Well, we have to change the words.
Yes. So they surveyed 100 detainees, a.k.a. shitbirds, at the Cook County Jail. And few said they get firearms at gun shows or through the internet.
Well, it's funny how they skewed that, right? They asked them specifically, did you get these guns at a gun show, Mr.
Yeah.
Felon?
Yes. No, Mr. Detainee.
Oh, Mr. Detainee.
They're only being detained. They'll be allowed to leave in no time.
Oh, so they were. So many of them are not felons, I'm guessing?
No, they're just all nice people who were in
oh,
a bad
just
wrong
wandering
place.
By. Yeah,
so listen to this. Most of the inmates said that they had a gun within 6 months of getting locked up, and most said they got the weapon through personal connections because they feared getting caught in law enforcement stings or being robbed by a stranger.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, okay, so the thieves,
the detainees,
the criminals, were worried about other criminals robbing them.
Could you imagine? So they were worried about other criminals. They were worried about other criminals. Tom, stop touching the mic. They're worried about other criminals robbing them. So listen to this. Still, the men said they were less concerned about getting caught by the cops than be putting in a position of not having a gun to defend themselves. So they weren't afraid of the cops. They would rather take the chance and have a gun so they could defend themselves and not get shot, okay? So it's not the cops they were afraid of, it's other criminals.
So it's funny how they're afraid of the same shit that we're afraid of, right?
Correct, because they know the justice. Well, because us as law-abiding citizens, we get 7 to 10. They get time served.
Yeah.
So many gave some version of the phrase, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Are these NRA members here? What's going on?
I don't get it here. So wait a minute. So more of the population is on our side than
even the
gun bend. Even the shitbags are for the Second Amendment.
Yes, but the Democrats are actually helping them.
Yes.
So then it says about 70% got their guns.
Very good point.
Yes. About 70% got their guns from family, fellow gang members, or through other social connections.
Now, when they say family, are they speaking of, figuratively of family?
I don't know.
Are they speaking in the Italian family sense?
But out of 100, only 2 bought their guns legally. Okay.
All right.
98.
Well, no, wait.
Yes.
Wait. 2 said
they
bought their guns legally. But again, we're talking about criminals here. So we're assuming that all of this research, all of the answers that they said are true, which we all know criminals tell the truth.
Not
a problem. When you're being questioned in a jail, criminals always tell the truth.
So listen to this. Most of the men said they had possessed semi-automatic handguns and preferred magazines with a capacity of 30 or more bullets.
What? Oh, wait. It had to be 30.
Yeah.
Would you prefer? I'm skewing the question. I'm the Bloomberg interviewer here.
It's all about the narrative.
So would you like magazines with more than 30 bullets
or
less than 30? Mr. Criminal.
Here's the survey writer's opinion.
9 out of 10 criminals prefer.
Those surveyed might prefer handguns with a lot of ammunition because they aren't good marksmen.
So there they are. They're not NRA members then.
Because the men don't normally practice on targets and don't have a lot of knowledge about their weapons, he said. Which is true because we get people of suspect background coming here. When we ask for a copy of their ID, they ask what it's for. And we tell them, well, because we upload it to the state police and FBI, which we don't. We just keep it on file. But we tell them that and they
well,
go,
well, you shouldn't have just said
wait,
we don't.
They're not good. And they go, oh, let me go check in my car for my wallet. And they never come back. All you hear in the parking lot is, I want to finish the survey and introduce the one and only Tom Piso when we come back. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have 2 smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with 1 or 2 kids and they'll do a handoff. To To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
But detainees like 30 or more round clip magazine, whatever the hell they call them or something.
Is that like 9 out of 10 dentists like Crest or something?
Yes. So listen to this. Those surveyed might prefer handguns with ammunition because they're shitty shots. They don't get the practice. The inmates also told the researchers that they typically kept a gun for less than a year, fearing that keeping it long could pose a legal liability. Those dirty guns, those fired in a crime, could become evidence in a police investigation. Some of those surveyed said people with legal permits to own a firearm buy guns for everyone in the neighborhood who wants one. Straw purchases.
Right.
Now, we know that they hardly ever prosecute people with straw purchases.
Right.
All right? Like this guy, 200 guns, he got 5 years in jail. So there's no... 5 years in jail, 200 guns, Tom.
It's crazy.
Okay?
Or in the case of... Eric Holder, who actually promoted the straw purchase of firearms just so they could wind up back on the streets, and they were the right firearms during a Fast and Furious, which doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't
sting
exist.
Doesn't exist.
Move along, nothing to see here.
Yeah, move along, nothing to see here. But, the government does like that. Yeah.
So it said this researchers are now studying how gun traffickers obtain the weapons. We know already. The problem is there's no...
The researchers are asking the criminals
there's
questions.
There's no ramifications.
Yeah. No,
that's the problem. Right. You can take a shot. So listen, the guy that got 5 years in jail, he's probably in county lockup for 18 months. He'll get transferred to... Or they'll just keep him there for another 2 months, time served, and they'll release him.
Right.
And he'll do it again. Meanwhile, while he was in prison, he got his teeth fixed. He got all his medical stuff up. He's got his right diabetes medication set up for him. He's got all his shit done. We took care of him. Haircuts, the whole
bit. New glasses.
Yeah. He leaves. Yeah. Everything's good. And now he goes back on the street and starts doing it again. So I don't want to hear it. So real quick, this sponsor is Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Family Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know lives within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, check out Waldorf Chiropractic.
You went from...
I had to clean
segue from a prisoner's healthcare right to Dr. Eric.
I want to welcome Tom Fiso.
What's going on?
Fundraiser wrestling.
Yes, sir.
I want to. Before we get into it, I've been sponsoring almost every one of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Yeah,
so far.
Your check is right there.
Thank you.
You're
appreciate
very welcome.
It.
These guys, I got involved with these guys because they wanted to help out Bill Fearon. And we had a huge wrestling event with these guys. And Bill Fearon's not doing very well. I know people ask for updates. He's at Sloan Kettering right now. And, he's had a couple surgeries, couple of treatments. He's wearing an eye patch. And I just wanted to, our hearts go out to Bill, his wife, and his three children. He was a, Gun for Hire instructor and alumni for a long time. But these guys helped him out, lifted his spirits when we had that wrestling event. I don't normally go to public venues or anything else like that because I'm a little crazy. But if you have never been to one of these events, you have to go because it'll remind you of us old farts, 70s and 80s, like Captain Lou Albano and shit. These guys rock it. I mean, it's not hokey by any means, and you get caught up in it where you're rooting for the underdogs and shit at the end. And then the wrestlers are running by you, and it's an intimate environment. How many people?
This is our biggest show of the year. So this is at Berry Community College. We're
We're actually expecting close to 500 people.
And the floor seats are sold out already, right?
Wow. Floor seats are sold out.
But listen, 500 people is not 40,000 people.
Right, exactly, right.
Okay, and the prices, like I got popcorn and a beverage the last time. It was like $5.
Yeah.
You know, we're in Madison Square Garden. It's $55.
$55.
You know, sorry, right. sir, your card was declined. Yes. What do you mean? I have a $1,200 limit on that. You know, oh, it was $1,237.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So, Tommy, tell us about the event. Tell us how people can go on, because it you got to go at least once. Now, Ray Sanchez and a lot of Gun for Hire listeners, alumni, have gone, and they keep going back because they cross-post after the events. Yep. So tell us about this
one. Yeah, we have a lot of return people that have actually come from this podcast. It's been great.
That's great.
This event, we started last year. We were asked to be involved. The Veterans Committee at Berry Community College started a Student Veteran Emergency Fund for these veterans that are coming back with this overwhelmed Veterans Administration that we know. They're not getting the benefits that they deserve.
Fixed, and Hillary said it's fixed.
Yeah, sure. That's why we're here raising money for them again.
That's a single-payer healthcare system we're all headed for. Yeah.
So they go in, and something happened with one of the students that they had to stop coming to school because they had to pay their rent. They couldn't afford the tuition. So these guys said, that's it, no more. So they started this fund. Helps them, give them money. Last year they raised almost $10,000.
Wow.
They started a scholarship. So this year we're doing the same thing. We're raising money for the Bergen Community College Student Veteran Emergency Fund. November 12th at Bergen Community College in the gym. Like we said, floor seats, front row seats, those are all sold out. We've had such an amazing response 2 weeks out from the show. We're actually very overwhelmed. Yesterday I'm crunching numbers to see how many people we could fit on the floor, and I was like, that's it, we got to cut it off. So there's $10 tickets left. $10 to come out.
Can you,
$10. $10 for a night
now,
out.
Now listen, if you don't want to come, buy tickets.
Absolutely. Right.
But let them know when you buy them that you're not coming, you're just donating. Or send $50, send $20, $10. Buy one ticket and say, I'm not coming. But if you have kids or grandchildren, we're talking about four people, $40. I guarantee you won't even need another $60 for the rest of the night while you're there.
Nope.
Okay? You will not need that much money. Okay?
No.
You will have these guys. I mean, look, Dreamer, Patriot, Nunzio. There's WCW guys, ECW guys
ECW,
in here.
Yeah.
Tom, tell us again. Give us website, date, time, and everything.
So it's going to be November 12th at Berry Community College, 400 Paramus Road, Paramus, New Jersey. You go to fundraiserwrestling.com or find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/fundraiserwrestling or on Twitter @fundwrestling.
Fund wrestling?
Yeah, we could have fit the rest.
It's too long anyway. Fund wrestling.
Yep.
That's it.
UND wrestling.
That's it.
Fund wrestling.
So I got to get a picture of this. Keep talking, Tommy.
So
tell us.
It's really a great cause. Mike Eccles, who is one of the co-chairs of the committee, is a lifelong wrestling fan, has been coming to our shows. I've known him for years. It's our honor to go out and help these guys, you know, because I have friends who are vets, so there's no reason why these guys shouldn't be able to go to school.
Absolutely right.
And further their education. So we do what we can to help out. Like we said, Tommy Dreamer, ECW, WWE legend, the Patriot is going to be there.
From the last time you were on, you lost your captain, Lou Albano, guy, right? The one who was walking around.
One of our
let's give him a shout.
One of our own, Tony Schaff, Tony D'Amato. He unfortunately passed away very suddenly, had a heart attack, was doing well for a week, and then just kind of went downhill.
He was the like antagonist manager
absolutely.
That stood outside the ring and you know he interacted with us in the audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also, like, if a wrestler would fall, he'd gouge their eye or something, you know, if it was wrestling his guy or something.
He was great.
And what happened, he spent most of his time on our side. And I shouldn't say our side because they have the stage and then they have the ring where we had it set up. And so it was like clamshell shape. So everybody's side. But he was a pisser, you know. And he stayed in character
the entire time.
Really?
You know, it wasn't like a break or anything. So if you bring kids, they're in character, you know, like they're going to, I'm telling you, I hate to say it because most people don't admit it, but I was 53 or 54 times. I got caught up in the whole thing, you know, it's just a pisser. And then they hit the mat. They're so freaking close to you, you know, but boom, you hear it go down.
It
like
is,
Richie Rotten says, he goes, hit that mat a few times and you'll decide if you want to be a wrestler or not. I'm like, no, I'm good. Am I right?
Absolutely.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
It's a fun time. It's intimate. and all the wrestlers come out at intermission, sign autographs. Concession is cheap, hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, soda, water, all different sorts of things.
You have some inflatable stuff, too.
We have some inflatable stuff. There's T-shirts. There's all sorts of stuff. This is cheaper than going to the movies.
It really is. Yeah. Without a doubt.
$20 to go to the movies.
Yeah, we went to the movies last week, and I mean, me and my girlfriend spent $40-$50
easily
going to the movies.
Easily.
Now, Tom has a big heart across the board because he works with special needs children for a full-time job.
Yes.
Right? You're like independent contractor,
yeah,
right?
Yep. I work with kids with autism.
Kids with autism. So this is like his whole life is just helping people.
Yes.
You know, which I really I appreciate. Now, Ricky Landell, I don't know. We'll talk about him. But that's his partner. They're the L&F Express.
We are the L&F Express.
It's worth the $10 just to see Tommy come out in his getup and his boa.
Full regale. That's it. I come out in my spandex and my boa, and I come out dancing.
But it is a pisser, and it's fundraiserwrestling.com.
Yep.
And it's $10 a ticket, and this one is when?
November
12th.
Any tickets donated, we get them to veterans and their families so they can come to the show for free. So
that's great.
If you don't want to come or you can't make it, please donate tickets. You can donate them online. Just put in the message that you're donating the tickets, and we will get them to veterans and their families. We work with a lot of veteran homes so they can come to the show and have a good time. We have Bergen County Veteran Affairs and the Tracers program will be there passing out information. They work on housing for homeless veterans. We did a fundraiser for them. Veterans for Hope or Hope for Veterans will be there. They also do a similar thing where they find housing for veterans that need help. So it's a great cause.
You're not leaving. You're going to interact the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
This segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Ron Sousa has two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and one in Montville. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional-looking environment, office space. It's kind of like a timeshare. You add, he adds. You can start with that, meet your clients there. He has a meeting room that'll hold over 70 people. He's always volunteering his space for Second Amendment meetings and causes. Support those who support us, LibertyOfficeSuites.com. If you love your friends and family, get their lazy loser asses out of the barista bar and their mom's basement and put them in a professional environment. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Before Tommy gets back into it, it's fundraiserwrestling.com. It's Saturday, November 12th, 6:30 p.m. at Bergen Community College. It is literally $10 a ticket. If you don't want to go, buy a ticket or two, and they'll make sure vets get them. You also get tickets for the kids at the...
So we also have a working relationship with the Boys and Girls Club in Lodi and some of the other surrounding towns. So if we can't get them to vets or, you know, sometimes we have an abundance of donated tickets, which is awesome. We give them to the kids that, you know, can't afford to come, and the Boys Club graciously buses them over to the college, and we give them a deal on popcorn and hot dogs. We make it a whole night for them to come out.
I mean, listen, guys and girls, Not that I'm against other charitable. I make a lot of charitable contributions, but when you donate to one of the big box charities, every $10 you donate, probably, what do you think, Sandy? 6 cents makes it to the end user, the recipient?
Right.
Because, you know, remember Elizabeth Dole, private jet with the Red Cross and everything? Yeah. Well, this is something where you can go and spend $20, buy two tickets to support this cause, and the entire $10 is going to get to somebody.
Right.
What was your salary last year for Fundraiser Wrestling, Tom?
My salary was $0.
Oh, $0.
$0 is salary. And I know why they do it, because I watched them at the match. They do it,
I think, because that was less than the Clinton Foundation.
Yes, right? I think so.
A little less.
They do it because, A, they have big hearts, and B, they have a lot of fun, and
time.
C, they can justify to their significant others that they're doing it for charity.
You're ruining him. I'm right
so, it's true,
my
though.
It's
true, right?
Absolutely.
But listen, and that works.
Yeah.
And the passion shows in the performance, but that's what it works. You got big hearts. They love what they do, and this justifies it, you know? Like, you know, because otherwise his girlfriend would be like, what the hell are you doing this stuff? Hon, we raised $40,000 for charity last year. Then she's telling her family, he's such a good guy. He raised $40,000 for charity last year. Right?
I mean,
she
works.
Actually got sucked right in. I put her to work at the shows now, so.
And the way it should be.
Absolutely.
And for the causes that you're helping and bringing the Boys and Girls Club and busing them in and helping veterans, you shouldn't be with that person if she wasn't
Absolutely.
Into it, right?
She's actually one of our main sponsors, too. She does Belladonna Weddings and Events. That's her.
Pitch it out. Belladonna,
Weddings and Events.
That's her?
That's her. She pitches in. She's a sponsor.
I mean, that's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
It's like me. When I meet somebody, if they don't like dogs, I don't like them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, and if my dog doesn't like you, I don't like you. Because they know.
Absolutely.
You know, they can sense evil, so to speak.
When Ricky and I started doing this, you know, we said, if we're not going to do it for fun and to do it for somebody or for a cause, then it's not worth doing. So we've had a good, this is our second year doing it. We've had a great run. We're already booked for possibly 5 shows next year.
That's great.
So, it's growing, and that's great because we're getting to help more people and getting to raise a lot more money, especially for this. This is something, you know, near and dear to my heart. I have a friend who's a veteran and who suffers, you know, from PTSD. So, you know, these guys, they deserve to be able to come to school and not have to worry about paying rent or putting food on the table.
That's a wonderful thing, because our government's not going to help them.
It's really sad.
Unfortunately, unless we get the orange president, nothing's going to change, because she's only care about herself and how much she can make.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. After all these WikiLeaks emails, I subscribe to the WikiLeaks Twitter feed, and when I'm laying in bed at night, I go, oh my God, the conversations they have. One guy paid $5 million, and he got invited to a State Department dinner, and he met some other dignitaries, and then that was $5 million to the Clinton campaign, and then he got Bill Clinton $11 million in speaking engagements. $16 million. I mean, it's like
nice
monopoly money to these people.
You imagine what the pay-to-play is going to be like with somebody in the White House?
Oh, my God.
When you get access to the president?
Wow. And meanwhile, these guys can't go to school to further their education.
Yeah, and they don't care about them. They don't care that there's a 6-week backlog at the VA.
No.
They don't give a shit, okay? They're so detached. Again, they're the elites. They're royalty. Yep. They don't really give a shit about us anymore.
And we've elected them all. We keep electing
term
them.
Limits,
so
it's term
just,
limits, term
it's
limits,
just
please.
What it is, right? 2 years, out the door. Thank you very much. Here's your $20. For your service. Thank you for your service.
I'm going to be honest with you. I believe House, Senate, President should all be 1 4-year term, so you don't spend your last year worrying about your reelection.
Right.
That's the problem. Everybody do a 4-year term. Tom, leave your public sector job, private sector job, work for 4 years, leave your mark, and then get the hell out and go back to work.
Yeah,
and you're not getting a pension and medical for the rest of your life for 4 years.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
It's backwards.
Well, did you hear Obama's mother-in-law is now leaving the White House because she watches the kids?
With a pension.
With a pension of $180,000 a year for life.
Uh-huh.
Plus free medical care.
For watching her granddaughters. And
for
they have different
her
medical
care.
They don't have Obamacare.
Oh, no.
They have a different plan.
Oh, yes. They have the same plan that the senators
all animals are equal,
have.
But some animals are more equal than others.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. We learned that as children. Yes.
George Orwell was a visionary. And a lot of, I told you, like I saw, what's his name? The Ayn Rand book. What's the NRAM book?
Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas Shrugged. Knappen had a sticker on the back of his truck. Atlas Shrugged. Now nonfiction. It's because it's all true.
Spoken like a true libertarian. Yeah.
You know, talk about humanitarian stuff. Did you read this article? What ISIS did in the city of Douma in Syria?
Tell us.
They took 250 children, the oldest 4 years old, that were Catholic, and put them in an industrial dough kneading machine.
Yep.
And broke them up into pieces while they were alive and turned them into jelly. Jeez. 250 kids.
And we're worried about the children.
Yeah.
And all these infants running around with guns.
And you know the mainstream media hasn't picked this up.
Of course not.
Internet news, The Post, and Fox picked it up. Four adults were hiding in the bakery. They baked them in the ovens. And the 250 kids were hiding in the bakery from ISIS because they're killing everybody, and they got them. And these are the people that we want in our country because we're going to have a strong vetting process, okay? And again, I've posted this a million times, just like that hubris Ann Merkel and everybody else from the European community. They're elitist. They're never going to have to walk amongst the migrants. Yep. Tom, it's you, me, your girlfriend, yep. Sandy, Diane, we're walking through the mall or something that we have to worry about somebody pulling a vest yep. and blowing up. They're right. protected 24/7. When they go shopping, the mall's closed just for yep. them.
Just
you
for
know?
Them.
Absolutely.
So they live in a different world, but the problem is the average American hasn't gotten it, and especially the progressives. The progressives, again, what gets me is the progressives, they want alternate lifestyles. They want women to have equality and everything, which I do too, but they want to welcome these radical Islamics in here who don't want that. What is wrong with you?
It just shows you how effective public relations can be, and when you have public relations from the CARE Foundation that's been going on. Do you remember years ago, what was that lieutenant commander's name who used to work at the Pentagon? Do you remember her?
Not Petraeus?
No, she came and she taught at Gun for Hire Academy.
The major from the Navy.
No,
or the colonel.
Well, they don't have majors in the Navy.
Colonel? Colonel with a K?
Not the Navy I was in. But
I'm a civilian maggot.
She was a colonel with a K, yes. The colonel with a K. She had
Diane.
I can't remember her
Dr.
name.
Dr. Diane. She had a PhD,
she
too.
She had a PhD, yeah.
She talked like this.
Yeah,
Every time she talked, she made me stand up.
The
it was
crap
like
out
Catholic
of me.
School.
Yeah.
Every time she spoke with that command voice, I stood up. And she'd be like, why are you standing up? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just a reaction. Instinct.
Well, do you remember she said, when she had it, she worked at the Pentagon. She used to brief at the Pentagon, and she was showing slides of these people. She was doing a terrorist, a program on terrorists. These are the 10 top terrorists we're looking for type of program, right?
Right.
Showing all the people, and she was called out on the carpet because the photos she was showing had the people dressed in, quote, Islamic garb.
Yes.
She's like, that's the way they dress. So she, at that point, resigned her commission
yep.
and left the Pentagon.
Yep.
And she was one of the chief people who were presenting Islamic terrorism.
She used to put a burqa on. She spoke like five dialects of
Farsi.
Farsi.
Yeah.
And she would be in Saudi Arabia and other Muslim countries. She put a burqa on, and she would walk amongst them, and she'd go to restaurants, and she'd sit, and she'd listen. And she'd learn about their culture. She'd learn about their dynamics. Because in most of those countries, the female is like just a washing machine or a refrigerator. The old ringing washing machine, too.
Not the one that spins.
Yeah.
No, that's
you know,
too
you're
much
the
activity.
Old ringing washing machine. So they'll talk right in front of you because you're just the bookend.
Right?
You know, really. Like, you know, just hold this for me. Yeah. You know, whatever. Like, that's all you're good for.
Here, hold my beer.
Like wall.
Yeah. 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 Try that on an American woman.
Yeah. Or an Italian woman.
Be like, your orbital and your eye socket are both broke, sir.
Right. Yeah.
How'd that happen? I walked into a cabinet.
Exactly.
So listen to this. John Petrolino sent an email. He said, listening to show 277 and the weed subject came up. Sandy had inflected, maybe noting.
We have a lawyer in the window.
Oh, man, I don't want to talk to him.
We don't want to talk to this guy.
What it is, we're going to lunch with.
Here he comes.
Scott and I are going to lunch with F.M. Pinelli. You were invited, by the way.
Yes.
You were invited, by the way.
I was?
Uh-huh. I forgot
to
tell you.
Thanks to tell me, yeah. Great. Just, of course. Hey, Pinelli, thanks. Appreciate it.
No. Good.
All right, Fox, sit down. We're coming back.
Can I wrestle him at this?
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, crank it up. It's Gun for Hire Radio.
I don't know about you, but I want one of them guns.
Yeah, 30 mag clip, 30 mag magazine, clip magazine, heat-seeking.
30 heat-seeking bullets in a half a second.
So this segment
sounds like some good shit.
This segment is brought to you by FundraiserWrestling.com. FundraiserWrestling.com is having a huge event November 12th, 6:30 p.m., $10 a ticket. You can buy tickets and not go. Let them know. They'll give the tickets to vets. They'll give the tickets to kids from the Boys and Girls Club. They bus them in. They give them a discount on dogs and burgers and popcorn. But listen up. You should go to this November 12th, 6:30 p.m. I'm trying to change my schedule. I'm supposed to be flying in at 3:25 a.m. on that day. But if I could make it, it's a Saturday night, November 12th, and it's at the Bergen Community College. Tom, you got a lot of notes there. What else did you want to add? By the way, Scott Bach just stepped in the studio because him and I are going to launch at a culinary school in Jersey City with F. and Pinelli today. Sandy, you were invited. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I gathered that.
Sorry about that.
Well, it's a run.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
So, Tom, what else do you do with this wonderful cause? And so, can people donate products or services?
Say,
we
absolutely.
Didn't talk about that. Listen up, you bunch of slackers.
I was just
going to
talk about that. We accept sponsors. We actually just started a new thing for the last fundraiser. We do T-shirts now. So we have T-shirt sponsors. It's $100 to be a T-shirt sponsor. All the money raised from the sale of the T-shirts goes directly to the cause. We sell the T-shirts for $10. Your information goes on the back, and 100% of the money from the sale of those shirts goes right to the cause. So we have a special T-shirt for each event that we get designed. Sponsors go on the back.
And because you love food as much as we do, you always seem to find a food sponsor.
Well, we get a food sponsor because we like to have an after party.
Okay. I went to the Blackjack Mulligan's.
Yes, Blackjack
the food
Mulligan's.
Was excellent.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
So this one is at the Bergen Brick Oven Bar and Grill?
Yes, sir. Bergen Brick Oven in South Hackensack.
And like his girlfriend, Belladonna Weddings and Events, we could be talking about you right now. Okay, for a couple of $100, whatever it
Absolutely.
Is to be a sponsor, we can be talking about you. But you guys and girls that are listening, you can donate anything. Are you doing the raffles with the baskets
and
stuff?
We do raffles. We do 50-50s. There's a whole bunch of different stuff. We're trying to get another sponsor that might be there with the massage chairs to give you a back massage
and stuff. Wow. So, nice.
Yeah, it's for a small donation, you know, you'll get one of the back massages.
So go on fundraiserwrestling.com, and I mean, it's a good thing. And again, like we said, 100% of your dollars are going to a good cause. What was your salary last year?
$0.
And
zero
Ricky's?
Ricky made $0, too.
Wow.
We just made a huge investment.
You know, one should make a penny.
Well,
and
yeah,
the other
right?
Ones, go ahead,
yeah.
But go ahead.
We just made a huge investment. We bought our own ring.
No, oh my. So what did that cost, if I might ask?
Altogether, it cost us about $7,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
so
no more borrowing a ring anymore.
No more borrowing a ring. This way, you know, we're set up. We try to get it the night before. We don't have to worry. And that it may not show up. We have our own.
Oh, but then you have to worry about paying for storage for it.
No, so. we bought a trailer. We store it right on the trailer in my driveway.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
So yeah, we make no money. We're trying to pay that off. But other than that, that's we do this because it's fun and we give back and we meet such great people like you guys that are always helping us out.
Right. And you guys, Scott, did you watch wrestling when you were a kid?
Yes, of course I did. With my dad and my mom was sometimes forced to watch too.
You know, I was telling before you came in, this is $10 a ticket. It's very intimate. There's only 500 seats. The last one I went to, I got wrapped into it. You know what I mean? Because they the way they produce
did they lift
it,
you up into they got, the, did they bring yet. You into the ring they, and they throw you out into the you know, into the audience?
The antagonist, the protagonist, everything that's going on, you know, the rivalries and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, holy shit, this brought me back like 40 years, you know? And it wasn't like going to Madison Square Garden where there's 80,000 people and they look like little ants. They were running past us, and when they hit the mats, it's pretty cool, and it's for a great cause.
The big debate in my house growing up is, was it real?
I'll tell you what. Talking to Richie Rotten, how much is real? How much is real? The choreograph or whatever. When you're that close and you hear them slam down on that mat,
yeah,
I know
that's
real.
That can't feel good.
No, yeah. But
I don't care how gingerly you're being body slammed.
Richie's joke was, you know that you make the decision whether or not you want to be a professional wrestler after the second time you get thrown down onto the mat.
That's exactly true.
The turning point where you're
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
I'm not sure
I
want to
do this.
That is 100% right.
I missed that apprenticeship. Yeah. I go back to doing that. Yeah. That'll work.
I'll be back. I have to get my shoulder reset.
Not my skill set.
But the strength of some of these guys, like these guys, to lift the 250-pound guy up over your head and do 360 degrees around the whole ring and then throw the guy down. Try that.
I'd get a hernia right away.
I'd be like, oh, what is this?
But it's fun. All right, so I got two emails I want to talk about. Marty the Vegan, who spoke at SafeCon, sent an email. He said regarding CNJFO, Rosie's organization, he talks about bacon. And first, when I'm a guest on your show, I'll offer to give you free angioplastic. I practice a little medicine as a hobby, you know. Second, just consider how it seems that hunters don't seem to align with the gun owners, as Sandy's experience at the Trap Club bear out, and whether or not Rosie is opening minds to being pro-2A by putting the killing of animals for fun in the forefront. Lots of people I know, not just vegans, are open to gun ownership, but not real thrilled about hunting. You know what? That's why we all get along, Marty. I'm not a hunter either.
Yeah,
I can't kill Bambi. Yeah. Neither can Sandy. Tommy, you hunt? No,
not
Scott?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been chased by a bear, and it's more than just sport.
No. Yeah, well, listen.
For the bear, especially.
No, I mean, hunting is more than just sport.
Yeah. Was that a lawyer answer?
There's a time and a place.
Was,
there's
yeah.
a time and a place,
time and a place
like in New Jersey,
yes.
where bear hunting's a public safety measure.
Executive director. Yeah. Of the
but here's the point we're trying to make, Mark. We don't discriminate against all
I
like,
admire that. That is wonderful. I have to learn how to do that.
Do what? What did I do?
You just diffused it.
I'm just talking.
It's amazing. It's an art form. It was just it's just wonderful to watch.
That'll be $100.
$100. Yes, you're welcome. Yes.
Listen, we love everybody, and I understand that some people are not hunters. I'm not a hunter by any way, shape, or form. But these things that he does, they sell out, you know, because there are people that like to do that. And I'll take
and
a little of bacon.
Didn't he have a sporting clays event, too?
Yeah, they Rihanna went, you know, and they had a good time. But again, you know, there's something for everybody, Mark. We're not knocking you out of the club because you don't eat meat, you know. So we would, you know, everybody's got to be the same. So can't we all
go
just
out and
get along?
And shoot a couple of boxes of Kashi or something like that.
Can't we all just get along? No?
What?
Can we all just get along?
We can.
You
move,
sure?
Move along.
Okay. So the next email was by John Petrolino. Listening to show 277 and the weed subject came up. Sandy had inflection, maybe noting doubt in the system with the forms concerning pot for medical purposes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there is a federal law allowing medical marijuana.
Counselor, do you know anything about this? I don't know.
I think you should just say, I cannot recall
at this time. I cannot recall at this time.
Okay, yes, excellent. Thank you.
I cannot recall at this time.
I love it.
$100.
But he wrote that.
That one was $200.
$200.
Yeah.
Because it was
cheap.
There were two concepts in there. Oh, right. Okay, very good. Yes. So, I cannot recall at this time. I cannot recall it. I'm trying to get my money's worth here. Yeah.
So he wrote... I don't know where I went. So he goes, since that is still a regulated illicit substance federally, it would reason that the state lawmaker makes no effect on this and that this is the disqualifier. I was recently in Seattle and talking to a buddy out there, and he talked about the legality of pot there. While one can get smoke and have it in Washington, you can also still be arrested in Washington by federal police officer, i.e. FBI, INS, etc., because it's not legal federally. Just some food for thought. You know, I'm torn about the whole thing because
I'm lost. I don't know, but
well, because medical marijuana, it affects your right to own a gun. Nappin, we just had a case with one of the members of the range here where it's a controlled substance, so you have to put it down, and then you can't have your FID card anymore. So Nappin says you have to choose between medical marijuana or a gun.
Okay,
you can't have both. So it's a federal thing right now. It's not. It's not really a state thing that we're dealing with. You know, Christie is being pressured to pass the medical marijuana thing, but you know, our society is.
Do they have medical marijuana in New Jersey?
Not yet. But the weed man's been arrested 3 times doing it on his own. That's his name, the weed man, by the way. But you know, as I approach 56 years old, our society is becoming so stupid. Anyway, do we really need them to all be high too? What, I've insulted people? The illiteracy in our country today, they can tell you how many eyelashes Kim Kardashian has, but they don't know how many senators we have.
Right.
They can't pick out Italy on a world map.
Is that the fault of a plant?
No, it's the fault of our society.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is now we're adding. Listen, let's face it. The majority of our country is lacking oxygen in their diet. Okay, how's that? Better?
All right.
We need to.
Much better.
The whole progressive. We don't go to learn shit in school anymore. The kids go to learn how to cry about shit.
Right.
Is this the last segment?
Well, it.
Sounds like it from
winding
the music.
Winding up, though. That's a familiar sound.
Okay, fundraiserwrestling.com, November 12th, 6:30 p.m. If you can't make it, fundraiserwrestling.com, $10 a ticket.
$10.
Signify that you're sending those tickets there so they can give them away to support those who support us. Gun for Hire has a ton of classes. Basic First Aid, Low Light, No Light, Urban Pistol 2, Defensive Flashlight, Urban Shotgun. November 26th, Protective Cane. Urban Carbine 1, CPR AD, Urban Pistol 1, Urban Carbine 2. Support those who support us. Please check out the guys at Fundraiser Wrestling. Great guys. Tom, thank you for being
here. Thank you for having us, guys.
Well, it looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, each one, reach one. Remember, tell us where you listen and why you listen to the show on our Facebook page, or you can just send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com. We'll read your responses on the air. We love you guys. Winston, it's time to say goodbye. And just in case you were wondering, at this time, I can't recall. From sea to the shine.